Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. Former President Trump is rejecting an invitation to give sworn testimony at his Senate impeachment trial. NPR's Domenico Montanaro has the story.
A senior advisor to the former president tells NPR that Trump rejects the request outright. The former president will not testify in what they believe is an unconstitutional proceeding. Lead House impeachment manager Jamie Raskin, a congressman from Maryland, had written a letter to Trump's attorneys earlier in the day requesting the former president come before Congress under oath. That's because Trump's attorneys disputed several facts in a memo to Congress attempting to answer impeachment charges against him. In a brief response, Trump's lawyers dismissed the request as a public relations stunt and accused Democrats of playing games. The dust-up previews what is sure to be an intense and historic impeachment trial that begins next week. Domenico Montanaro, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. House has voted to remove Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene from the Education and Budget Committees for endorsing social media postings espousing hate and violence. Only 11 Republicans joined Democrats to pass the resolution. Speaking through a face mask emblazoned with the words free speech, Green said she regretted some of her past comments. The nation's airlines are requesting another $15 billion in federal aid. As NPR's David Shaper reports, airlines are not included in President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief plan.
After the initial $25 billion in payroll support ran out last September 30th, airlines furloughed tens of thousands of employees. A second dose of federal aid in late December allowed airlines to hire many of those workers back, but that funding runs out at the end of March. At a congressional hearing Thursday, Association of Flight Attendants President Sarah Nelson was asked what happens when that funding runs out.
It would be devastating. And in that situation, we wouldn't just be talking about lost jobs. We'd also likely be talking about airline bankruptcies.
American and United Airlines are already notifying the employees who may be furloughed April 1st if the federal funding isn't extended. David Shaper, NPR News.
The World Health Organization says it'll start shipping nearly 90 million doses of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine to Africa this month. More from NPR's Maria Godoy.
African nations have struggled to get access to vaccines, even as the continent is experiencing a second wave of the pandemic, driven in part by a new, more transmissible variant of the coronavirus first detected in South Africa. The WHO says the AstraZeneca doses should help African nations immunize 3% of their populations in the first half of this year, with a focus on frontline health workers and those most at risk. But before the rollout can begin, the WHO must first list the AstraZeneca vaccine for emergency use. The UN agency is currently reviewing the vaccine. A decision is expected soon. Maria Godoy, NPR News.
This is NPR. Johnson & Johnson is formally seeking FDA approval for emergency use of its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine. Preliminary results from a massive study found that the vaccine was safe and effective for treatment of moderate to severe cases of the disease. Only two other companies have FDA approval to distribute COVID vaccines in the U.S. A state legislator in Georgia is sponsoring a bill that would preserve female-only sports. Lily Oppenheimer from member station WABE has the story from Atlanta.
Republican Philip Singleton says the bill prevents Georgia public schools and universities from allowing, quote, biological males to participate in girl-only sports. Singleton says the bill would also let students sue schools that deprive them of athletic opportunities if the law is violated.
There is no place for identity politics or discrimination of any type in sports. This is about biology and physiology, not psychology or sociology.
Critics of the bill say it discriminates against Georgia's transgender youth and that politicians should focus on pandemic relief. The bill would force state universities to disregard NCAA guidance on transgender athlete inclusion. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has lifted a ban on some high school sports, although players must wear masks. The athletes could also be subject to regular COVID-19 testing. The change comes days after parents and teenagers rallied at the state capitol. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR